Well, yeah, the nice thing about Chirp is it's a, like, anytime somebody makes a new radio driver for it, it's just a Python file. So the serial port stuff, that's what Chirp does, right? Chirp's got all that stuff built into it. So the only thing you're doing is, like, telling the program, okay, when you're reading the serial port, I need the data in this format and all that fun stuff. It's really nice. It's like, and then, like, if a radio is not supposed to be programmed out of band, a lot of times they'll put, like, if statements around the things, like, if you put this frequency in, we're gonna ignore it, but you can take the if statement out, but usually don't do that or have to do that, but yeah, no, it's nice that these newer radios, though, the manufacturers are, like, putting some kind of, like, protection on the serial port, and I'm not sure why they're doing that. Why wouldn't you want to have your radio supported by Chirp? That would be, like, get more people to buy your stuff.